Here's Yiner Diaz.
Yiner drives one high. He drives one deep. Forget about it. Three-run home run, Yiner Diaz. The Astros separating this game. It's 9-1.
Yiner trying to tap that train with that Yiner bomb.
What was that blow?
Trying to tap that damn train, baby.
Trying to tap that what?
Trying to tap that train is what old Jeff Blum said. He damn near did. Man, he damn near hit that thing to Frank's Pizza.
Hitting up on them tracks, baby.
Yeah, he drilled that bad boy. And that's one of three homers today. Altuve led it off with his 18th. He went deep for a three-run shot. And they've all been... they've all had runners on. Three-run shot from Altuve, two-run shot from Cooper Hummel, and then that one you just heard there, Yiner, drives in two with Dubon on in front of him for a two-run homer, and now it is 9-1. 9-1 in the ninth inning, and they are two outs away from getting a win today and a series win over the Washington Nationals before they head out and take a look at the Boston Red Sox this weekend, but exactly what they needed after losing game one of this series, they go ahead and looks like they will take this series. We'll keep you updated and abreast and have you ready when the Astros win this sucker, and they're leading 9-1 right now in the ninth inning. They won yesterday, Clint. That is absolutely the case. I also believe, Clint, the biggest thing we saw yesterday. And obviously, we'll see what happens with the trade deadline because Dana Brown is clearly on the phone getting after it. And we should probably be hearing some news here in the next 27 hours. But the most important thing I think we saw last night, Clint, was what happened with Sugarland. And that is Jeremy Pena. He went 0 for 2, but he scored two runs. He got hit by a pitch, had a walk. And was moving around and rolling around and looking like he's ready. Clint, to me, 0 for 2. I don't care if he had two strikeouts. That part's not a big deal. It is. How did you feel when you swung? How was it? He got on base. He ran around. He scored a couple of runs. I would hope that he is on the next road trip.
Yeah, look, I didn't watch it, but I
didn't either.
If we're talking about, really. I guess straining the ribs, the obliques, the rotational ability, strike out a couple times. I mean, unless he just stood there and watched strikes, as long as he was hacking and missing and taking some cuts, strike out a few times. We'll really see if that rotation is there. And so I have zero concerns about the strikeouts. I'm with you, Ron. It just active in a game. Get some cuts and let's get to Daikin Park. Let's get to the big league. Let's get to the major league roster here for Pena. I don't know what else we've got to prove.
Yeah, and it's got to be, you would think, getting close to that. And again, like, it doesn't matter if he went 0 for 5, right? Mm-hmm. It's more how is he feeling, because you know he went, and Clint and Tyler, and maybe I'm off my ass a little bit here. I can't believe I'm saying this. You wouldn't have told me this 3 months ago. But he's as important as anybody they have on this injured list to get back.
Hold on, so.
He's as important as anybody. And I know that's Yordan, that's some of the pitching with the issues they have, with guys injured. But Jeremy Pena this year has just been everything for them.
It's a panty dropper.
And that leadoff spot. And he's just done a little bit of everything. He's shown some power. He has shown some speed. And obviously he plays a premium defensive position. And many of you are complaining about old short, which I think he's been all right. But he is one of the players out there that they need.
Absolutely,
they got to have him.
Absolutely, Ron. I agree. I think at first glance, I think some people probably sat back in their chair and thought, wait a minute, we're Yordan's out there. Yeah, I mean, look, Yordan is obviously one of the best hitters in the bigs, but there's a defensive element to Jeremy Pena that changes.
And a speed element.
Yes, that's where I was going with it. Like, to me, I mean, not only is he his slash line significantly better this year, although Yordan was a small sample size, not comparing the two, But the ability to manufacture, the ability to find a way to get on when he's not necessarily swinging it well, and then you get on and your ability to steal second base and get in scoring position. Yeah, look, I think, you know, maybe not to make a championship run, because I think there's Jordan's probably a little bit bigger in a sense of being able to make a World Series run. But if you're just talking about rattling off some wins and giving this lineup a little bit more of a boost in terms of creating some action on the base pass and bringing something to the table that will move the needle immediately, I'm with you on Pena.
Yeah. Hopefully they get him back soon. And if he's doing that, I would imagine he is back on this road trip coming up. So big for him. And who knows? Who knows? He could be coming back and playing with Carlos Correa next to him. That which would be crazy to think both of them would be there, right? And he would be the one playing shortstop and not Correa, which is interesting to potentially see. But Jeremy Pena, I think even with the win yesterday, him getting out there feeling good, not having any problems, scoring a couple of runs, running around there, as you said, swinging. I don't think he don't seem like a take pitches, take strikes type of strikeout guy. He seems like a swing and miss strikeout guy.
Well,
like
I hope he got a few really good cuts at that. Oh, you know that low and outside breaking pitch that he's
he's falling in love with. Really tested. Yeah, really falls in love with. By the way, if you're wondering where he got hit, a little grazed his arm right there. So nothing real serious. I watched the pitch. It barely nicked him there. So he's getting closer. And like, this is different than Jacob Melton coming back. This is different than some of the other guys, Chaz coming back. This is obviously one of your major, major pieces coming back. All right, Clint, before we get to Dirty's Daily, again, who knows what the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys. Clint, talks between the Cowboys and linebacker Micah Parsons have gone backwards, apparently. And
there it was. Glory hole.
And right now, Clint, the two sides have gone backwards, not forwards. Adam Schefter has added, I don't think they're speaking very much these days, if at all. These negotiations, when it was a negotiation, had gone sideways. It's not a negotiation right now. There's really no conversation about a deal getting done. And he's been out there at practice since they've had training camp. I just don't – Stevens come out there, probably said some odd things like, well, the player's got to want to sign. This is just wild to me. What in the world is happening, Clint? Because we know the numbers. We know what T.J. Watt just signed for. Like, this seems to be very, very easy that they shouldn't be going round and round and looking like this right now, but that's what the Cowboys seem to do.
Yeah, it's what they seem to do. I would like to think that whether you agree or disagree, that there's some level of method to the madness, kind of like what I thought was going to happen with Dak Prescott, and then like the last minute they give him $60 million a year. Like this deal with Micah Parsons, whether you like it or you don't, or you agree with it or you don't, it would make sense if they would just say, to hell with it, we're not going to pay you, we're going to try to trade you, or we're going to, like, you don't have to agree with it, but like that would, like, the last thing that you would do is hold out until the last day of training camp and then pay the guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it's just, the wildest thing is, it seems like the one thing that makes zero sense is what the Cowboys end up doing.
And Clint, with him deciding to just go to camp,
yeah,
and not sit it out the way that Trey Hendrickson has done. By the right. way, he's decided to come back, or the way that others around the league have done and are doing, trying to get a contract. Terry McLaurin, another one. He's gone. He's there. So I mean, it's not like it's all right, man, I'm just holding the hell out. And then Schefter saying there's not even negotiation. They're not even talking. How? What could be the haggle? You know what the price is. You've backed yourself in the corner to wait until everybody but Trey Hendrickson signed. We know the number. He's going over T.J. Watt. Now, unless Micah's out here trying to get $10 million more than T.J. Watt, which I don't think is happening, or he would be sitting his ass at home, I just don't. This makes absolutely no sense that this thing is going this long. And I know you've always said this, Clint, this feels more than just the, hey, man, Jerry wants to keep that star in the news. But this
no question.
this seems
more than that.
Yeah, this
don't
seems,
tell me what I'm saying.
I could not believe Steven came out there and said to those people, those cameras, yeah, hell, players got to want to sign too. What are you talking about? The hell's he out there for? What are you talking about?
Hey!
There it is.
Yep.
Strohs
did it, baby.
Strohs did it, got a W. They win 9-1, beat the hell out of the Washington Nationals. Big power day. And at the Daikin Park, ice cubes flying all over the place as Altuve goes deep, Hummel goes deep, Yiner Diaz for the second straight day. Yiner, he's coming on now. He hit a homer yesterday, hit one again today. He goes deep as well, 9-1. Ryan Gusto, six innings, one earned run, five strikeouts, one walk. He was really, really good today, and the bullpen closes it down as the Astros, they win this series. And kind of get things back together after that five-game losing streak they had. They will head to Boston now, but they get a dub here against the Nationals, big time.
Am I crazy, or did Big Hummel did he produce again today?
Big Hummel, yeah, he hit a two-run bomb, baby.
Big Hum, that's 2 days in a row he's producing, man. He's trying to hold down a spot, ain't he?
Hey, they know it's coming now. They know these people are starting to get here.
Trade deadline, guys trade getting healthy. Deadline. Pressure's on, baby.
Yeah, people out there, them guys holding their fingers crossed. No outfielders.
That's great.
No outfielders. All right. All right, Clint, what you got coming up at the four?